We're going to be spending most of our time in Jeremiah chapter 42. We're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 42. Today we're going to dive into a powerful passage from Jeremiah chapter 42. This chapter tells the story of a people who found themselves in a moment of great uncertainty, a moment of fear and indecision. They were at a crossroads, a place where the future was unclear, where the present was overwhelming, and the past was full of loss and regret. They were much like many of us today. A question stood before them, a question that was simple yet profound. Would they trust in God's guidance, or would they lean on their own understanding? In these uncertain times that we live in, when the world seems to be spiraling out of control, when our personal lives may be filled with chaos and uncertainty, the message of Jeremiah 42 resonates deeply. It speaks to us in our moments of crisis, reminding us that the most crucial decision we can make is whether we're going to trust God or if we're going to go our own way. The stakes are high and the consequences are eternal, but the choice is ours to make. To truly grasp the weight of Jeremiah 42, we must first understand the context in which it was written. The people of Judah had just experienced the devastation of Jerusalem. The city that once stood as a beacon of God's presence and favor was now in ruins. The temple, the very heart of their worship and identity, was completely destroyed. The people were scattered. They were taken into exile or left in a land that had been ravaged by war. The Babylonians had left their indelible mark on the land and on the people. And in the midst of this turmoil, a small remnant of the people were left, and they came to the prophet Jeremiah to ask them to search for God's will on their behalf, to seek God's will on their behalf. This was a pivotal moment in their history. They recognized their need for divine guidance, and they knew they were at the end of their own strength and wisdom. But as we will see, their hearts were not fully surrendered to God's will. They were caught between their plans and God's purpose. In Jeremiah 42, starting in verse 2, we see the leaders approach Jeremiah with what seemed to be a very sincere request. It reads, "Let our plea for mercy come before you, and pray to the Lord your God for us. For all this remnant, because we are left with but a few as your eyes see us, that the Lord your God may show us the way we should go and the thing that we should do." And then they go further in verse 6. They take it a step further to say, "Whether it is good or bad, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we are sending you, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God." They are asking Jeremiah to pray for their guidance. This is a prayer that may sound familiar, as it's a prayer many of us had uttered in our own moments of uncertainty. "Lord, tell us what to do. Lord, tell us where to go." It's a prayer that acknowledges our limitation and our inability to navigate the complexities of life on our own. But there's a crucial element to this prayer that we mustn't overlook, and that is the willingness to obey whatever God reveals to us. If you notice in verse 2, it's said by the remnants of Judah, "Pray to the Lord your God," almost as if they're acknowledging that there's a distance between themselves and God. Could this indicate the recognition of their own sinfulness and estrangement from God? The people of Judah wanted to know God's will, but were they really ready to follow it no matter what it entailed? And let's look again at verse 6. "Whether it is good or bad, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we are sending you, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God." If you notice, they're no longer saying "your God" there. Now they're saying "our God." Whether it is good or bad, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God. Is this the remnants of Judah trying to reconnect with God? Are they attempting to mend something that was broken? Are they attempting to mend their relationship with the Lord? Let's look at the latter part of that verse. "That it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God." Were they really truly open to God's direction, or were they simply seeking divine approval for their own plans? This is a question we must ask ourselves when we seek God's guidance. Are we truly seeking His will, or are we just hoping that He will bless the decisions that we make? And there is danger in conditional obedience. Jeremiah responded to their request to seek the Lord in prayer. He took their petition seriously, and he spent 10 days in prayer before God gave him a clear message. In chapter 42, verse 10, God promises safety and blessing if they remain there in Judah. He says, "If you remain in this land, then I will build you up and not pull you down. I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I relent of the disaster that I did to you." And what a promise that is. God was offering to rebuild their lives, to restore what had been lost, to plant them firmly in the land that He had given them. But this promise came with a condition. They had to trust Him. They had to stay in Judah, the very place that their fears were most real to them, the very place that their fears were the most intense. And God also gave them a very stern warning that if they chose to disobey and flee to Egypt, and we see that in verse 16, He says to them, "Then the sword that you fear shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine of which you are afraid shall follow close after you to Egypt, and there you shall die." Now this was a very clear and direct word from God. There was no obscurity in His words. There was no room for misunderstanding. But as we see in the following chapter in Jeremiah 43, the people had really already made up their mind on what they were going to do. In 43, starting in verse 1, going down through verse 3, we read, "When Jeremiah finished speaking to all the people all these words of the Lord their God, which the Lord their God had sent him to them, Azariah the son of Hoshaiah and Johanan the son of Kareah and all the insolent men said to Jeremiah, 'You are telling a lie. The Lord our God did not send you to say, do not go to Egypt to live there. But Barak the son of Neriah sent you against us to deliver us into the hands of the Chaldeans, so they may kill us or take us into exile.'" See, they approached God not with a heart of surrender, but with a desire for confirmation of their own plans. When God's answer didn't align with their desires, they rejected His guidance, and there was no attempt to restore the relationship with God. Remember back in 42 verse 6, they said, "Whether it is good or bad, we will obey." Well, that was a flat out lie. They refused to listen to any other plan but their own. They refused to trust in God. And in 43:2, they say, "You are telling a lie. The Lord our God did not send you to say that. The Lord our God wouldn't tell you to tell us not to go to Egypt." See, this is the danger of conditional obedience. When we say, "Lord, I'll follow you, but only if you lead me where I want to go." True faith is about getting God to endorse our plans. True faith is not about God endorsing our plans. It is about surrendering our plans to God's will. It is about saying, "Lord, not my will, but your will be done." Jeremiah 42 teaches us that there is a high cost to disobedience. The people of Judah thought that they could escape their problems by running to Egypt, but in doing so, they ran away from God's protection. They chose the path that seemed safest to them, but it led them to destruction. And today, we face many challenges and decisions that can tempt us to rely on our own understanding. We might feel the urge to run from a difficult situation, to seek comfort in the ways of the world, to compromise our faith for sake of security. But the lesson of Jeremiah 42 is clear. When we disobey God's direction, when we step outside of His protection, we also forfeit His blessings. Think about the moments in your life when you were tempted to take matters into your own hands. Maybe it was a difficult job situation. Maybe it was a difficult relationship or a financial crisis. Did it bring you peace? Or did it just lead to more trouble and more heartache? See, God's ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are much higher than our own. When we choose to follow Him, even when it doesn't make sense to us, we are choosing the path of life. And when we choose to go our own way, there's no mistake. We are choosing the path that leads to destruction. So what should we do when we find ourselves at a crossroads? When fear and uncertainty grip our hearts? The answer is found in the very heart of this passage. Trust in God's guidance. If you look over in 42 verses 11 and 12. Starting in verse 11, God says to the people, "Do not fear the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Do not fear him, declares the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. I will grant you mercy that he may have mercy on you and let you remain in your own land." God's message to us is the same today, whatever fears we face. Whether it's the fear of the future, the fear of failure, or fear of loss, God calls us to trust in him. He promises to be with us and to guide us and to deliver us. Our responsibility is to obey, even when his guidance leads us down a path that we didn't expect to go. Because fear is a powerful force. It can paralyze us. It can distort our thinking and drive us to make decisions that would be contrary to God's will. But the antidote to fear is faith. Faith in God, who is bigger than our fears, stronger than our enemies, and more faithful than we can imagine. When the people of Judah looked at their situation, all they could see was the dangers that were around them. All they could see were the threats that surrounded them. But God was calling them to lift their eyes to see beyond the immediate danger and to trust in His promise of deliverance. And this is the call for us today, to trust in God, who sees the end from the beginning, who knows the plans that He has for us, plans to give us hope. And let's remember the reward of obedience. God's desire for the people of Judah was to build them up, to plant them and to bless them in the land He had given them. This is God's desire for us as well. When we choose to trust and obey, even in the face of uncertainty, we open the door to God's blessings. He will guide us, protect us, and provide for us. The path of obedience isn't always easy, but it is always the path to life. Let's consider the many examples in Scripture where obedience led to blessing. Think of Abraham, who obeyed God's call to leave his homeland and to go to a place that he didn't know. And think of Moses, who obeyed God's command to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, even when it seemed impossible. Think of the apostles, who left everything to follow Jesus, and they became the messengers of the good news that we have today. These examples remind us that God's blessings are tied to our obedience. When we trust Him, when we follow His lead, He blesses us beyond what we could imagine. The road may be difficult, but the destination is worth it. As we come to the close of this message, let us take a moment to reflect on the wonderful truths that have been laid out in Jeremiah 42. The story in Jeremiah 42 is not just an historical account, but it is a mirror held up to our own lives, revealing the choices we face and the consequences that follow. The people of Judah stood at a crossroads, torn between fear and faith, between their own understanding and God's perfect wisdom. And in many ways, we find ourselves at a similar crossroads. Today, the question is clear. Will we trust in the Lord our God with all of our hearts, or will we lean on our own understanding? Will we choose the path of obedience even when it challenges us? Or will we follow the easier, more comfortable road that leads to destruction? The stakes are just as high for us as they were for the people of Judah. But there is good news. The same God who called the people of Judah to trust Him is calling us today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His promises are true and His love is unchanging. And His guidance is perfect. And He is saying to you, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Trust in me and I will lead you, I will protect you, and I will bless you." You see, the reward of obedience is far greater than the temporary security that we may find in going our own way. But it's just that, it's temporary. When we choose to trust God, even when we don't understand His ways, we're placing our lives in the hand of the One who holds the universe together. We're choosing life and peace and blessing over fear, doubt, and destruction. So today, I urge you to make a decision to choose to trust God with your life. with your future, with your fears. Lay your plans at His feet and say, Lord, not my will be done, but yours. And as you do, I think you'll find that His way is perfect and His love is unfailing and His grace is sufficient. You may find that you stand at a crossroads today and a decision lies before you, one that will shape your eternity. If you have not yet been baptized for the remission of your sins, it is written in Acts 2:38, where Peter declares, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you have not been baptized for the remission of your sins, then you have not yet surrendered to God's will. You have not surrendered to God's plan, and you have not received that gift. You are standing outside of the embrace of His grace. This is the moment to make that choice. Come to Him and open your heart and receive the gift that He so freely offers. If you've wandered from the path, if the flame of your faith is dimmed, and you've stopped from and you have strayed from His love, know this, you've turned away from trusting God, and you are going your own way, just as the remnant of Judah did so long ago. This is a road that you can't walk alone. And the Apostle Paul reminds us in Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing, it is the gift of God. You need the grace of God. Return to the Lord today if you hear His voice. If you feel His call, do not let your heart be hardened. His invitation is to you. It may be an invitation that we offer, but it is His invitation that He gives to you to receive His grace. So if you would, please do so now as we stand and sing.